Ed Sheeran, The Beautiful South. We're back at HMS Drake in Devonport for a look behind the scenes this week. Today's tour takes us somewhere rather unexpected.
Are you taking me to a cell?
I'm going to take you to the death cell.
Okay, what a lovely name.
It really is. And more on this week's Children in Need appeal. That is all on the way this hour on the show. And of course, The Rewind is back at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Now, as the adverts on the telly used to say, remember the dead, but don't forget the living. So we thought that this Armistice Day, we would talk to three Devon-based former servicemen with very different backgrounds who now work together to help others who have served. Roy, Clive and Phil are all part of Root Cause, which is a community interest company based in North Devon. And I'm really pleased to say that Roy, Clive and Phil are with us this lunchtime. Good afternoon, you three.
Good afternoon.
Lovely. There you go. All on one phone. We'll do a bit of a passing around. But I just wanted to hear a bit about your backgrounds first. Roy, can I start with you? What's your background?
So I'm actually a Royal Navy Commando Medic. So I joined the Navy first, but spent most of my time working with the Royal Marines. That's a little bit about my background. Clive?
Yeah, so I joined the Royal Marines at the age of 17, served around the globe for 23 years, left at 40, and then went into working in education.
Yeah, Phil, yeah, retired Royal Engineer, Commando Engineer, 22 years. As you said, served in various regions of the world, retired in 2010, spent 13 years at the TA Centre in Barnstaple, looking after the Army cadets. And, here I am.
Here you are. Well, thank you all for being on the show today. Is it fair to say that one thing that you have in common is that you found life tough when you came out of the forces, Phil?
Yeah, so Roy, subsequently a few weeks ago, recorded a statement for myself about how I tried retiring a couple years ago, thinking it would be a good idea, and how difficult I found it because, as an ex-serviceman, I'm wired to, you know, get up in the morning, go to work, be proactive, and this retirement, or shall we say semi-retirement, didn't work for me. So I found Root Cause about a couple years ago, and it really helped me have a coming together of, you know, service personnel, retired, and have a sort of a commonality, a gathering of like-minded people around a fire, a cup of tea, and talk, or just get involved in various sort of bushcraft activities. And I found it very therapeutic, and it certainly helped me find my way again. So I thank Roy and Root Cause for that, most definitely.
And Roy, what did you find tough when you came out of the forces?
Pretty much the same, really. I kind of felt very disjointed for quite a few years, actually. I don't think that's ever gone away. I think that when I actually set up Root Cause, I actually set it up for myself as well, because I needed to have a sense of purpose. And if you don't have that, I think all three of us will agree that if you don't have that drive, and when you've had it and the sense of direction, it's a knee-jerk reaction, and it affects other parts of your life. So I needed to have a reset and a refocus. So setting up our project was important to be able to give us that impetus to kind of like re-channel myself into doing something positive again, and actually really enjoying it. Just being able to spend time as Phil said, with people that are of the same cut, the same cloth, and we think the same, and therefore, you know, it's natural that we want to spend time together. So it's been quite important for us, really, over the last few years of setting it up. I don't know if that's the same for Clive. I would imagine so.
Likewise, like Phil and Roy have said, my journey is pretty much exactly the same. I guess slightly different in some ways, that I felt a little bit lost when I left the military. So that brethren and brotherhood that you had in there, it was my choice to leave when I decided to leave after I'd done my time. But I think once I actually left and realised that civilian street was slightly different to what I was expecting to be. I felt a bit disjointed. And, I joined the RMA 4 or 5 years later and then found the root cause, and that kind of put my life jigsaw back together again. And I felt part of that needed brethren that I had in the military that I found in bucket loads within root cause. And as Phil alluded to, bushcraft, firelighting, sitting around a fire, sharing stories, talking about things and doing things together outside of that. We've done some great challenges over the years and we've come to many more, really.
Roy, tell me a little bit about root cause then. You've alluded to kind of like campfires, bushcraft, cups of tea, talking. Is there more to it than that?
I think there is. I think on the outside, looking in, it can just seem a bit like we're there enjoying free wet banter and food and different brand, but actually it goes a lot deeper than that. The reason why we set it up where we did, and we are based in natural woodland, is because we wanted to follow the kind of green prescribing model. And I'm a firm believer that if you strip away the walls and you create the perfect setting, and nature provides that, there isn't any, it's not unnatural. Once you're in that environment, then actually talking and talk therapy is natural, almost a bit clandestine, really. You're not really aware that it's happening, but it is. We wanted to do it without a time frame. So there isn't a need to talk, as Clive alluded to. We can, if you turn up and just want to sit around the fire, that's absolutely fine. If you want to get hands on, then we actually have lots of tasks that are set up to kind of foster that co-working and team building and collaborative work, then actually that's a great medium for conversation to start. So we do it in a way that, because it's green, well, I call it green prescribing, it's without the need for a prescription, it's non-prescriptive. It was really important for us to kind of have that model to begin with. So as I said, on the outside, we are doing bushcraft, but the bushcraft itself means that you're concentrating on those fine motor skills. And when you're concentrating on something as simple as whittling, if you are concentrating on that small task and trying not to cut yourself, then actually you're not thinking about the other things that are, they might seem like big issues, but actually they're just small things that have all stacked up. So actually once they've been kind of put to the background of your mind, it gives you space to think about other things that are more important. So that's why we do these little tasks, and that's whether that's camp cleaning, cooking, or doing a bit of woodland management or some other build or structure. Or like Clive said, we've done a great challenge, and we were on the radio with you guys. We were in a car in a van parked up, yes, in Wales, ready to do our challenge, and we completed that, and that was a real show of brotherhood for that to get completed, and we're moving on to newer and bigger things ready for 2026. So it all starts with these guys coming along and sitting around and meeting up, and then we've spiraled it out of there. The other little bits that we kind of do are, We're a really good directory or signpost for other organisations. So if we feel that they need other support, we're there to kind of to help navigate through that minefield. Because there is a lot of support out there, but I don't think a lot of people know how much there is. So we do try to work with other agencies and steer them in that direction so that we can kind of help facilitate that. So we're kind of a jack of all trades with all the best intentions.
Absolutely. It's BBC Radio Devon, 22 minutes past 12 with Caroline. You are hearing from Roy, Clive and Phil from Root Cause, which are based in North Devon. For you, Clive, today it's Armistice Day. How important is that to you? Who are you thinking of today?
Many people, I think, on Armistice Day, the service as a remembrance. We just went up to the Royal Marine Barracks at Chivna, and we had a service there prior to this interview. But I guess really in some ways, I don't need a particular day to think of people that I know that are no longer with us. In my mindset, it's every day that you're thinking about your your comrades that are no longer around, and people that have given the, you know, their life and paid the ultimate sacrifice for wars that we all know of in the past. But yeah, it's a very important day. It's one that's very poignant to us all. But as I say, I think it's one that in most of our minds within the military, we think about our fellow colleagues quite often, and not just on one particular day.
Yeah, absolutely. And for you, Phil, how important is today to you?
It's fairly important. I paraded at Barnstable Memorial on Sunday, and seeing, you know, civilians of different walks of life, different communities, marking their respect, paying their respect to the fallen and to the present. And it means a lot to me, because it's in today's society, fast pace, you know, people on their phones, it's a time of reflection. Just to be still for a couple minutes and just think of the past and the present, where you are in your life and where everybody sits. And we all need that as a community. So it's very important to me. And today, as Roy alluded to, we've just paraded at RMB Chivna, and again marked our respect on Day of Remembrance. And it's really important that everybody comes together. You know, it's certainly an opportunity just to be still. And again, in our busy lives, we find that quite difficult. So paying our respects is so important.
Absolutely. Gosh, it's been so lovely to talk to you three. Thank you very much. Phil, how is semi-retirement? I mean, are you?
Well, let's just say it isn't going very well, so I've gone back to work.
Oh, right.
I needed structure, so I've tried semi-retirement, and my wife thought it would be a mistake going back to work, and I thought it was, but actually I'm enjoying it, because, again, one thing I've realised in retirement is I need people. And again, going back to the whole reason why we're here, it's all about people. Root cause, you know, my service life, it was about people. And we mustn't forget that. They're so important. So, so important.
Absolutely. Hear. You three, have a lovely, lovely day. Good to talk to you, and we'll catch up soon. Thank you very much for your time. Good to talk to you. Roy, Clive and Phil there from Root Cause, based in North Devon, sharing their experiences there of life after the forces on today, Armistice Day. 26 minutes past 12. Back to HMS Drake in just a bit. Been on a tour there, behind the wall at Devonport. That's on the way after the beautiful South. It's BBC Radio Devon.